If Hollywood needed a setting for one of its westerns, this spot along the East Fork of the Salmon River just might be it. In fact, one of Clint Eastwood's famous westerns, Pale Rider, was shot not too far from here. For the dwindling number of ranchers who still earn their livings on this land, this valley is nothing like a romanticized western. It's gritty, year-round work. The Baker family has lived and ranched here for more than 125 years.
This is the house right here.
Oh, wow.
Sarah Baker pulls off the narrow road and points to the small weathered cabin that's been in her family since her ancestors moved out west from Georgia in 1888. This valley is about 30 miles southwest of Challis. It's remote. Winters are tough here. It's surrounded by steep, sagebrush-covered hills and dense forests. Oh, but that view.
You can see Castle Peak is just right off to the left. That's, you know, one of the higher peaks in Idaho. A lot of people recreate too, the Boulder White Cloud Mountains. That's what you see here from the house.
Sarah is the sixth generation of Bakers to live here. Most of the family still lives at this string of three ranches nestled in the East Fork Valley. The Bakers have made their living mostly by raising cattle. They hunt, butcher, and grow a lot of their own food. They didn't have electricity until 1953. This life might be what many people picture when we think of Western independence. As we sit around the Baker's kitchen table, there's a keen sense that even though these ranches are more than 150 miles from the nearest big box store, the family isn't entirely autonomous. The Baker grandparents are on Medicare. Two have worked for the government. Their ranches are surrounded by land managed by the federal government.
Basically, we need the federal grazing to keep the ranch viable. And when it's gone, the ranch is gone.
Doug Baker bought his piece of land in the early 1990s when he was still working for the U.S. Forest Service. During his 30-year career, Doug helped his dad ranch in his spare time. By the time he retired, Doug felt like bureaucracy had choked his ability to get things done, in the office and on his ranch.
I'm not against laws, but it's just everything is so extreme. It's hard to work and be independent anymore.
The Bakers pay to graze their cattle on BLM land, the Salmon Challis National Forest and the Sawtooth National Recreation Area. This kind of push and pull with the federal government is common among Western states, especially here in Idaho. Some politicians have famously rejected policy crafted outside of these borders. When Governor Butch Otter was Idaho's congressman, he was one of only three Republicans to vote against the Patriot Act in 2001. In 1990, when then-Governor Cecil Andrus vetoed an out-of-state bill that would restrict abortions in Idaho, he famously said, quote, "We Idahoans are a fiercely independent group."
I certainly think that if you're running for office, it's a requirement to say you're fiercely independent.
Political scientist David Adler says when it comes to political independence, Idaho's politicians lean on the idea so it seems they're standing above the fray.
That they can't be bought, that they can't be influenced. They speak with an independent voice. But of course, that too is a myth. Every politician is beholden to some interest.
Adler says even if it's not entirely realistic, that rhetoric resonates with Idahoans because many people came here, and still do, seeking to be free of strict regulations. Adler says that claim of independence has a lot to do with geography. As homesteaders left crowded cities in the east for the wide-open western frontier, they had a romanticized idea of starting anew. That romantic view of the West was based more on novels and later Hollywood Westerns and pop culture than in documented history, says Dan Flores.
This is one of the burdens of Western history, is that it is one of the most mythologized and romanticized parts of American history.
Flores is a historian and author based at the University of Montana. He points out that the development and settling of the West, from the Louisiana Purchase in 1803 to the feds giving away plots of land to families willing to move here, has been completely underwritten by the federal government. That federal involvement continues today.
So anyone who thinks that they're going to come to the interior West and escape the federal government is operating under an enormous delusion about Western history and how the West works.
Back at the Baker Ranch, Doug says he and his family often ask each other why they're still in the cattle business. He said it'd be easier and they'd make more money to sell to a developer.
Some way it's born and bred in us, in our DNA, to want to work the land, and we want to keep this valley the way it is.
It's no wonder Westerners have this idea of themselves as independent. At a personal level, it's often earned and true, even if looking at the bigger picture, it's more complicated. For KBSX News, I'm Emily Ritter-Saunders.